August 9th, 1974 was a day unlike any in American history before or since. Grand Rapids' home son, Gerald R. Ford, had just been sworn into office as the 38th president following the resignation of Richard Nixon. He spoke to the nation in what he promised would be the first of many such straight talks.
But I assume the presidency under extraordinary circumstances never before experienced by Americans. I am acutely aware that you have not elected me as your president by your ballots. So I ask you to confirm me as your president with your prayers. And I hope that such prayers will also be the first of many.
Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, National Geographic will present Gerald R. Ford, A Test of Character. It tells the story of President Ford's term in office, that challenging, challenging time in U.S. history. And with us now via Skype is President Ford's son, Steve Ford. Tell us, what is the part of your father's story that this special program really explores in depth?
Well, I think it's the uniqueness of his presidency and how he got there. He was the first man to become president of the United States that did not get elected by the general public. You heard that clip right there. And he was appointed vice president when Vice President Agnew had to resign, and then assumed the presidency when Nixon had to step down. And that'll probably never happen again in the history of this country. And the story that's going to be told on Nat Geo tomorrow night is one of, he probably got to that position, that place in history, because of his own personal character. There were people along the line of his life all the way to Congress and vice president and president that came alongside of him because of his character. And it really gets down to a defining moment when Nixon was looking for a new vice president. He was meeting with the leaders of Congress, both Democrats, Carl Albert, who was the House Speaker, and Mike Mansfield, who was head of the Senate. And Nixon, probably the top of his list at that time, was maybe former governor of New York, Nelson Rockefeller, or probably the former Democratic governor of Texas, John Conley. And Dad was probably on the lower end of that list. But Carl Albert and Mike Mansfield in the Oval Office told President Nixon, the only guy you're going to get through Congress is Gerry Ford, because of his character, his willingness to work across the aisle with to solve problems and compromise. And it was really his character that defined his career.
I'm wondering, what are your strongest memories and emotions, Steve, from that day when you realized, my dad's president of the United States? Can you share a moment with us?
Well, I'll never forget that moment. You know, we all have that image in our head of Nixon waving goodbye from the helicopter steps to his staff, family, friends. And we, you know, just stood feet away. And after the helicopter took off, you remember the moment of Dad having to walk into the East Room of the White House. Mom held the Bible as he took the oath of office. And he was going to inherit a war in Vietnam. He was going to inherit a Cold War with the Russians. Inflation over 10%, unemployment over 8-9%, huge energy crisis, the price of oil 12 months leading up to Nixon's resignation had gone from $3 to $4 a barrel to $12 a barrel. That was 400% increase.
Yeah.
The world and the nation were in a terrible place, and it was going to take some great leadership. And I think that's what defines his presidency, is he was the guy that got us from Watergate, healed the nation, and got the economy moving again.
How did you see him handle the pressures in office?
I think Dad, because of his good Midwestern upbringing, brought a lot of common sense to the presidency. And again, it was that character and that principled leadership that he had learned and been a great congressman for Grand Rapids. I'll tell you, I think it all gets down to a defining quote. When we did the statue of Dad for the rotunda of the Capitol, and he's the last president to be put in the Capitol rotunda, I took about 20 quotes to my mother and said, Mom, we need to put a quote on Dad's statue. And most of those quotes were by Dad. the one quote she gravitated to the most and wanted on Dad's statue and is there today is a quote by his adversary and best friend, and that was Tip O'Neill, the former Democratic Speaker of the House. And Tip O'Neill wrote basically, God has been very good to America. During the Civil War, he sent Abraham Lincoln, and during Watergate, he sent Gerald R. Ford, the right man at the right time to heal a nation. And I think that sums up Dad's role, and he would be very proud. Listen, you know, Tip O'Neill and Dad used to fight on the floor of Congress over legislation. They'd find a compromise. And that night, Tip O'Neill would be at our house for dinner, and politics isn't like that anymore.
No, in fact, I think of the tenor of your father's speech, the words we just heard at the beginning of our conversation. And do you ever find yourself wondering what he would think of the tenor and nature of political speeches, the kinds of things we're seeing and hearing in the campaign trail these days?
I think probably that's why one of the reasons this movie is appropriate and the timing, and guys like Peter Secchia and Hank Meyer chipped in to make sure this movie got done, is it's so appropriate. We're going to use this for the DeVos Learning Center. It's a new learning center at the museum and library to teach civics.
And speaking of the museum and the learning center, we're going to see the results of the expansion and the remodeling of the Presidential Museum in Grand Rapids very soon, aren't we?
Yes, that opens in just over, 10 days, somewhere along there. And we did a total redesign of the museum, and now we've added the DeVos Learning Center. The Rich DeVos and Doug and their family have been very generous to put up the money so that we can teach young people about leadership, about character, about civics, and those kind of subjects are being cut in the school system, and so we thought it was important to come alongside and do what we could to help young people.
Well, a very good place for everybody to start is watching tomorrow on Nat Geo, National Geographic, Gerald R. Ford, A Test of Character, airing tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And we have been speaking with Steve Ford. It has been a pleasure, Steve. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you.